Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap! Crackle! Pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, A Runaway Buckboard. Hurry, 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 and get in on Kellogg's wonderful free 3D cutout mask offer. Boy, will these sensational free 3D masks make your Halloween. Being 3D, these masks are really different. They curve to fit your face. They're eerie and scary and real-looking. And these super 3D masks are free, right on Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes package backs. Keep tuned for more details about these swell, free 3D masks. While Bill Hickok and Jingles faced all the usual troubles of the Old West as they pursued their jobs as United States Marshals, but they ran into a whole new set of dangers when they started out on a quiet trip to town and wound up riding a runaway buckboard.
Buckboard, don't you think so, Bill?
Yeah, I guess so, Jingles. Maybe the colors are a little bright, though.
Oh, what's wrong with the colors? I think that purple wagon bed goes real nice with the orange trim and the green wheel.
Yeah, I guess so. One thing's for sure. Nobody's going to miss seeing us when we ride into town to pick up your Aunt Susie.
Aunt Susie's my favorite aunt. And I figure nothing is too good for her.
There's just one thing that worries me.
What's that?
Well, you borrowed this buckboard from Lim Trivett. What's he going to say when you give it back to him, painted up like a circus wagon?
Why, he'll thank me for it, of course. I greased the wheels, tightened up all the nuts and bolts, and put this beautiful paint job on it. Lim will be crazy about it. You just watch.
That's what I'm going to do, and here comes Lim now.
Where? Oh, howdy, Lim.
Yeah, howdy, Jingle. Yeah, I thought you were the fellow that didn't have a buckboard to go meet your Aunt Susie at the station.
That's right. It was real nice of you to lend me yours.
Well, it's no trouble at all, Jingles. What did you do with it?
Well, I sort of freshened it up a little bit. I wanted it to look nice.
Well, that's fine with me. It was a little dusty, run down, but where is it?
Lim, you gone blind or something? It's right in front of you.
I mean my buckboard. Where is it?
This is it.
Yeah. This rolling rainbow is my buckboard?
Sure, ain't it pretty?
Oh, Bill, say it ain't true.
I'm afraid that's your buckboard, all right, Lim. When Jingles gets loose with a paintbrush, anything can happen.
Great gobs of goose flesh. I ain't seen anything like that since the time the Cactus Valley Express hit a wagon load of fresh vegetables down at the railroad crossing.
Lim, you don't like my paint job?
You like it? It scares me to death. If I was your Aunt Susie and you came to meet me in a thing like that, I'd stay on a train till I got to California.
That answer your question, Jingle?
Yeah, but I ain't changed my mind. I still think it's pretty. Lim just ain't got no artistic sense at all.
You'll have it your own way, but when I get it back, I'm going to drive it up and down the river road till I get enough dust on it so it won't spook all my cattle.
Oh, come on, Bill. Talking to Lim ain't doing us no good, and it's almost time for Aunt Susie's train.
Yeah, wait just a minute, Bill. Will you do something for me while you're in town?
Why, sure, Lim. What is it?
Well, I want you to talk to Squire Pennyworth for me.
That old skinflint? Now, what business you got with him?
No more than I can help, but he owns the ranch next to mine now.
I didn't know that. I thought Cy Elder owned that place.
Well, Cy made the mistake of borrowing money from the Squire to give him a mortgage on the place.
Yeah, I see. What do you want me to ask the squire?
Well, I want you to ask him how come he moved the fences around them water holes down in the creek bed.
Moved the fences?
Well, that's right. Yesterday, the squire and some of his hands fenced off the water holes. Now my cattle down there ain't got nothing to drink.
That ain't so good.
It sure ain't. I got a survey that says them water holes are mine. The squire ain't going to keep me away from them.
You happen to have that survey with you?
Well, sure. Here's a map right here, Bill. Made by a surveyor.
Well, let me take it to town with me, Lem. I'll have a talk with the squire. Well, let's get started, Jingle.
Sure. I'll hitch up the horses and we'll show those folks in town what a real fancy buckboard looks like. Watch for Aunt Susie, Bill. She's kind of flighty sometimes, and you have to kind of ride herd on her or she gets into trouble.
She'll be easy to find. There's only one passenger car on the train.
Yeah, but you don't know my Aunt Susie. She's liable to be up in the engine telling the engineer how to run his train.
See her anyplace?
No, no. This is the train she's supposed to be on, though.
Watch out for your
hands.
Baggage coming out.
Aunt Susie, what are you doing in the baggage car?
Suitcases.
Now watch out where you're throwing them things.
Oh, Jingles, my little nephew. My goodness, how you've grown.
Yes, ma'am, I reckon I have. Oh.
Jingle seems to just keep right on growing, ma'am.
Oh, you must be Wild Bill Hickok.
That's right.
Bill, this is my Aunt Susie. Ain't she pretty?
She sure is.
Oh, now you stop that. I'm just an old lady.
Well, you didn't look like an old lady heaving them trunks and suitcases out of that baggage car.
Well, my land, that train crew would have taken all day. I like to get things done.
Yeah, I guess you do. Jingles, let's get your Aunt Susie's baggage into the buckboard, and then I'll go have the talk with Squire Pennyworth about the water hole.
Yeah, you won't have to look for him, Bill. Here he comes now, and that big gun hand of his, Ace Clark, is with him.
Hold up a minute, Hickok. I want to talk to you.
I'm not going anyplace, Squire. I want to talk to you, too.
What do you mean, butting into my business?
He don't even say howdy, does he?
When you start pushing on a citizens around, then it gets to be my business, Squire. That's what the law's for.
I know as much about the law as you do, Hickok. While you were on your way to town, Lem Privet took down the fences around my water holes and ran his cattle in there.
Oh, that hot-headed old dunce. Couldn't wait for Bill to talk it over.
What did you do then, Squire?
Do? What else could I do? I shot him.
Yes, sir, Wranglers, Halloween is almost here, and there's not a minute to lose if you're going to get in on Kellogg's big, free 3D cutout mask offer. Why, you'll want these free Kellogg 3D masks to play with, wear to Halloween parties, go scaring with. Now, they're full color, full size, and these wonderful 3D cutout masks come free. Free right on Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages and large-size packages of Rice Krispies. You just cut off these exciting 3D masks and wear them. Now, being three-dimensional, these Kellogg's masks curve to fit your face, and they're so lifelike. And partners, there are 12 different Kellogg's 3D masks you can collect. There's Cuckoo the Clown, Congo Bongo the Gorilla, Smokey the Fire Prevention Bear, and many others. And cowhands, on the small Rice Krispies packages, there are wonderful free mask makeup sets. Four different mask makeup sets. Now, right after this program, ask Mom to get you the world's only talking cereal, crisp, good Kellogg's Rice Krispies, and the world's favorite cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes. On the package backs are free 3D masks. Get free Kellogg's 3D masks today for lots of Halloween fun. When Wild Bill and Jingles met Jingles' Aunt Susie at the station, they also met Squire Pennyworth. And the squire told them that he'd just shot the lawman's good friend, Lem Trivet, in a dispute over the water holes between the two ranches.
You shot Lem Trivet, Squire?
I sure did. Trespassing on my property, watering and stalking my water holes, destroying my fences.
Squire, I'm going to lock you up for that unless you can show me some legal proof that you own those water holes.
Oh, land sakes, you man, arguing about legal proof. What about poor Lem? Is he dead? Is he wounded? Where is he?
Who's that?
That's my Aunt Susie, and she makes pretty good sense. Now, what did happen to Lem?
Just a scratch, but it'll be a warning to him that I mean business.
I'm still not sure you had a right to shoot him at all, Squire.
Look, Hickok, here's my survey map, all legal. It proves them water holes are part of my ranch.
Bill, ain't you got a map that proves the same thing for Lem Trivet?
I sure have, Jingles.
You have? Well, now, what do you think of that, Squire?
It's a fake. Give me that map.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll just hold on to this map and yours, too, till I find out which one of these is legal.
Ace, take those maps away from him.
Okay, Squire.
Yeah.
Give me the maps, Hickok.
Now, look, Ace, you're not smart enough to understand, but I'm holding these maps in the name of the law.
I said give me the maps.
Jingles, hold these.
I got them, Bill. Go ahead and beat them up a little, Ace.
That'll be a pleasure.
Jingles, what'll we do?
Just step back a little, Aunt Susie, so that Ace don't fall on you and hurt you.
Cut it out, Ace. This is none of your business.
Boss says beat you up a little, so I'll do it.
I guess there's only one thing to do, then.
You see how it works, Aunt Susie? Bill hits them, and they drop.
Looks like I'll have to get me a new bodyguard, Hickok.
He'll wake up in a minute, Squire.
That ain't what I mean. I'll have to find one tough enough to whip you.
Why don't you fight your own battles, you rooster?
Well,
the idea of sending that poor big brute into a fight like that. How would you like it if somebody started a fight with you?
Cut it out.
Aunt Susie, quit beating him over the head. You'll break your umbrella.
Now, stop it now. This isn't your fight.
Aunt Susie sure made him hit the trail in a hurry.
Yeah, there's a gal that gets things done. Get up there. Hurry, get up, Prince. You comfortable, Aunt Susie?
Oh, yes, I'm fine, Jingles. As long as I close my eyes once in a while to rest him from the paint job on this buckboard.
You think it may be a little loud, huh?
Oh, just a little. But it was real nice of you to pretty it up just to meet me.
Well, I thought you ought to ride out to Lynn Ranch in style.
I appreciate the thought, Jingles. Even if I can't stand the colors.
Jingles, there goes Sam Wilson, the land office clerk. Pull up a minute, will you? I want to talk to him.
Okay, Bill. Whoop.
Hey, Sam, you got a minute?
Well, sure I have, Wild Bill. Hiya, Jingles.
Just fine, Sam. I want you to meet my Aunt Susie. She's visiting from back in East Sidalia.
Howdy, ma'am. I'm right glad to know you.
Oh, thank you, Sam. I think I'm going to like it out west here.
Yeah, she's already seen a pretty good fight. Been in one herself, and won.
Oh.
Sam, we got mixed up in an argument between Limp Trivet and Squire Pennyworth over those water holes between their ranches. You remember the county maps on that?
Sure. I just recorded the foreclosure papers when the Squire clamped down on poor old Cy Elder.
Well, I've got two maps made by different surveyors, and they don't agree. Now, who really owns those water holes, Limp or the Squire?
Neither one. Cy Elder owns them.
Oh, that can't be. Cy lost all his property to the Squire when he couldn't pay a little old $1,000 mortgage.
No, he didn't. Squire got the main ranch, but legally Cy can reclaim it if he can dig up the $1,000.
What about the water holes?
They're on an 80-acre piece that Cy bought separately. It wasn't part of the deal at all. Cy still owns it.
Do Cy and Squire Pennyworth know this?
Yeah, I can't say. I just file the papers. I don't go around giving advice or butting into other people's business.
You've been real helpful, Sam. I think we can give Squire more trouble than he bargained for, Jingles. Well, let's go.
Well, good day, all.
Goodbye, Sam. Get up, Prince.
Hey, Wild Bill's got a plan, Jingles. I can tell it by the look in his eyes.
Yes, ma'am. When he gets that look, it means things are about to start happening.
Can't start too soon for me. I'm a body that likes to get things done.
Well, we're almost there, Aunt Susie. Just through this narrow pass, and we come out into the prettiest little old valley you ever did see.
It's just wonderful, Jingles, after looking at all that flat land back in Kansas.
Well, this is just like Kansas, only most of this country has been stood up on edge.
Get on, Aunt Susie. Here, in the back of the wagon.
Bill, who's shooting?
Somebody on top of the cliff. Shake up that horse, and let's get moving.
Get up there, Prince. Move, boy. Keep your head down, Aunt Susie. I don't want you to get an extra part in that pretty hairdo
again. Don't you worry about me. Just take care of that no-good bushwhacker.
I saw the smoke.
Did you get him?
I sure made him duck back in those rocks.
Bill, there's another one.
He almost hit a horse with that last shot.
Might as well have hit him. He scared him half to death. Whoa, Brimbo!
Bingo! He's running away!
I know what it is, Susie. Whoa, Brimbo boy! Local
hang on to him, Jingles. Oh. We wreck the wagon in this canyon, we'll be sitting ducks for those buzzards up on top.
I'm doing my best, Bill. Whoa, Dad. Flaming horse. Bill, keep them dry gulching sidewinders off my neck till I get this horse slowed down. Oh.
Okay, partner.
Oh, you shoot real good, Bill. Let me have one of Jingles' guns a minute.
Whoa, boy, Brent. Whoa.
There you are.
I see Black Cat up there where there ought to be nothing but rocks.
Aunt Susie, you stay out of this.
Nice shoot.
Well, Prince, how? What'd she do?
She just sent two bushwhackers by telling for the horse.
And if I ain't mistaken, that one that just had his black hat shot off is our old friend Squire Pennyworth.
You sure get things done, Aunt Susie. Now, Bill, help me stop this locoed horse before we're done.
Exciting, that's for sure. And now you can hold your own races with model racers. Yes, Wranglers, because now in special packages of Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, you'll find a free miniature hot rod racing car. One to a Kellogg's Pep box. Now, this is a swell little miniature hot rod racer. First, it's tiny, watch pocket size, yet it has real racer features indicated right on it. Features like exhaust pipe, racing seat. And there are racer-type wheels that really roll, so you can race your miniature hot rod and really burn up the track. Actually, you can race this super little hot rod racer across floors, sidewalks, magazines, even your bed. Now, cowpokes, this little hot rod comes in five different colors. Hot rod white, hot rod green, yellow, blue, and red. Now, you'll want to collect lots of these hot rods so you can trade with your friends till you have all five colors. Tell Mom to look for the Kellogg's Pep packages that say right on the front, free. Free miniature racing hot rod inside. Get yours today. Aunt Susie, Wild Bill, and Jingles rode a runaway buckboard down the twisting canyon trail when their horse was frightened by bullets fired from ambush. Good shooting by Bill and Aunt Susie took care of the gunman, but Jingles was unable to stop the frenzied horse.
Why can't do a thing with him, Bill?
Stop him,
Bill!
This wagon can't make another
turn. Let's both get on those reins.
Whoa, Prince! Slow down, boy!
Oh. He's really got that bit in his teeth.
If you can't stop him, why not turn him into that false mud by the creek?
Good idea. Get over there, boy. Get over.
Turn it if we just stay right side up when we hit that mud. Hang on, Aunt Susie. Woo! Look at the mud fly.
It's working. Oh, boy. Easy now.
Oh, would you just look at that.
Whoa. How can I look at anything? I got so much mud in my face, I feel like I was inside a adobe house.
Oh, here, Jingles. I'll help you clean it off. I'm almost as muddy as you are myself.
Yeah, but you're not as big.
Get the mud out of your eyes, Jingles, and let's get on to the ranch in a hurry. Squire Pennyworth was headed that way, too, and if he tingles with Lim over those water holes, there's liable to be some bloodshed.
Well, here's Lim's ranch, Aunt Susie, and there's a house up on the hill.
Oh, it's just beautiful, Jingles.
I'm afraid we can't go on up now. There's Squire Pennyworth and Ace down by the water holes. And that's Lim coming down the hill with a shotgun on his saddle.
Now, let's get down there before them two featherheads start pulling triggers. Get around, Prince.
Lim sees us. He's kicking up his horse, too. We'll get there before he will.
Oh, my goodness. There's something doing every minute out in this country, ain't there?
Well, not exactly, but the day does seem a little busier than usual. Look at the squire glaring at us, Bill. Oh, Prince. Now, whatever you do, Aunt Susie, stay up there in the buckboard.
And if any shooting starts, whip up Prince and head for the ranch house.
Don't worry about me. I'll be all right.
Now here comes Lim, as mad as a wet bobcat.
Whoa, there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Take it easy, Lim. Take it easy. Don't start any wars.
Yeah. I'm heading for a showdown with that sidewinder. He's got my cattle fenced out again.
You just leave that to us, Lim.
You're nothing doing. The law is on my side.
Maybe so, but I've never seen the law stop a bullet. Why get yourself shot?
Well, Bill's got a point there, Lim. Now let us handle this.
That's far enough, Hickok. Hold it right there. That's a nice new fence you're looking at. If you or Lim or Jingles come over here, I'll have to do some shooting to protect my property.
You figure a man's got a right to keep people off his property, Squire?
I sure do.
Well, in that case, I'm speaking for the owner of these water holes and ordering you and Ace off right now.
I figured you'd throw in with Lim and that crooked survey map of his. Well, I ain't getting.
I'm not speaking for Lim. I'm speaking for the owner, Cy Elder.
Cy Elder? Now, looky here, Bill.
I foreclosed on Cy Elder. All legal.
Not on the 80 acres around these water holes. Cy still owns them, and he can keep you both off if he wants to.
Yeah, Bill, I gotta have water for my stock.
I'm going to find out about this.
Go right ahead. We checked it with Sam, the county land agent, and Bill's right.
Not only that, I saw Cy in town. He told me to offer you a half interest in the piece with the water on it for $1,000, Lim.
$1,000? Well, it'll sure be worth that to me.
I knew it would be, so I arranged for Cy to borrow the money at the bank.
What about me? What about water for my stock?
Oh, you won't have to worry, Squire. With that $1,000, Cy's going to pay off your mortgage and reclaim his farm. He's at the land office right now.
Well, it'll be worth the money to have Cy for a neighbor again instead of this Squire.
You can't do this to me.
It's all done, Squire.
I'll get even. Get him, Ace. Go on, blast him down.
Leave Ace's gun right where it fell, Squire. Put your own back in the holster.
Well, I'm putting it back. Then I'm climbing over the fence to punch you right in the nose.
Oh, let's just grab him, Bill. He's too little to hit.
Jingles, you and Bill leave the Squire alone. I hate to see you picking on anybody smaller than you are.
But Aunt Susie...
Leave him to me. I'll teach him a lesson.
The one swinging the umbrella, Lamb, is my Aunt Susie from East Siberia. She's a gal that likes to get things done in a hurry.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Aunt Susie was quite a terror. Andy, tell our young friends about Monday.
Well, Wild Bill and Jingles find themselves fighting for their very lives when they tangle with the Belson Boys.
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
Wranglers, the Kellogg folks have been on a big roundup. They've corralled all your favorite cereals into one pack, Kellogg's Variety Pack. Golly, you get Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and even new ready sweetened cereals you like so much. 10 big personal portion boxes in all that keep your favorite cereals extra fresh till you break them open. So how's about it, partner? Why not ask Mom to rope Kellogg's Variety Pack for you next time she shops? That's Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Marion Richmond, Clayton Post, and Ken Christie. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!